COVID-19 continues to surge in parts of the country. Texas is one hot spot. The number of people hospitalized in that state has doubled in the last 2 weeks. In Houston, officials say hospitals are 1 or 2 weeks away from being totally overwhelmed. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo joins us now. She's the chief executive for the county, which includes Houston and which has by far the most COVID cases in the state. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Jeremy.
Well, and we've been reading about hospitals close to reaching capacity, more than 80% full, not just running out of beds, but running out of healthy staff as well. They've been tightening the criteria for who gets admitted, which of course can be dangerous for the patients who have to be sent home. Now, you have said people should not wait to take drastic action. There should be another stay-at-home order now. Is anyone listening to you?
Yes and no. We had a stay-home order initially back in March, and folks worked together incredibly well. The community came together. We flattened the curve. And before we had a chance for the curve to come down on the other side to 10, 20% of peak, as it did in other communities and other nations, the state opened up. When they did that, they took away my authority to institute those kinds of orders. And so now all I can do is recommend. I've put the community on our level one threat alert, and the recommendation under that threat level is to stay home. Now, the sense we have is folks are, to some extent, listening, but obviously not to the degree that they would if this was an order, if this was a requirement. So that's why I've been advocating with the governor for that authority, or for him to do that within, you know, Harris County.
Well, and the governor did change his mind on masks, and he has now said that you have to wear a mask in Texas in counties where there's a certain number of cases. But what has he said to you about the idea of another stay-at-home order?
It's an ongoing conversation. We've been in contact throughout this whole process. Early on, when he first reopened, folks said, is this too fast? What do you think? My sense was always, it seems to me it's too fast, but we don't know for sure. Let's try and make it work. And right now, you know, the months have gone by, and what we've seen is that the communities that reopened later are the ones that aren't seeing this second resurgence. And if we just keep going the path we're going, eventually we're going to have to institute something of a stay-home order. And we put folks in a worse position economically if we don't have a sustainable coexisting relationship with the virus.
Now, a lot of people would point to the fact that the number of deaths in Harris County is just around 400, relatively low, considering the number of cases. Just by comparison, New York City has had more than 18,000 deaths from COVID-19. First of all, are you worried you're going to get to numbers like that? And secondly, are the economic effects of a shutdown in some ways more devastating than the deaths, at least, that you're seeing so far?
This is such an uncertain virus. We're all learning. And so you can never discount, you know, whether we would get to that kind of a death rate. Of course, right now it is relatively low. The issue is, though, and you mentioned it at the top of the show, is when your ICU goes from being 15% COVID to 40, 50% COVID, you're having to turn people away who probably shouldn't be turned away. I mean, if you end up in the ICU, you want the best treatment possible. And there could come a point in which we can't sustain the strokes, the heart attacks, the dialysis, pregnant women who need to give birth. So it's not a sustainable long-term strategy. What is a sustainable long-term strategy is to bring the curve down, have that pain, of course, of the shutdown, but then reopen more sustainably and for the longer term. That's what we have to keep in mind. But I do think it's important also to take a step back and think about what we're doing here. What we're saying is that it's okay for hospitals to be stretched thin, doctors, nurses, and for people to fill those hospital beds, irreparable damage to those folks, and just not the way we should be thinking about human life.
The Texas GOP convention is coming to Houston next week. That's 6,000 people. Do you or the mayor have the power to stop that if things keep getting worse?
Right now, we've tried to figure out if there's authority that I have to stop the convention. The issue is that all indoor gatherings are allowed. And so right now, I don't have the authority to shut down these indoor gatherings of any kind. And I don't think it should be taking place, just as I don't think any other gathering should be taking place. I can't speak for the city, of course, but presumably, you know, they're under the same issues, which is the parameters that we're given.
Does it surprise you that you're in this situation now, 5 months after the coronavirus really started to take hold in the U.S.?
You know, it's unfortunate. It really is. Because on the one hand, it is a new disease. It's something we're all learning about. On the other hand, it's not such a mystery what curbs its spread. And so it's hard for me to watch other communities, other states, other countries that really have been able to bring that load down, to make tracing, testing successful, to open slowly and be able to react quickly, shut back down if things aren't looking good. And we don't have that. And I know we can have it. And so that's why I'm saying we have evidence of how we can make this successful. So let's do that. Let's stop the wishful thinking. We tried it once already, and it didn't work. So it's time to move on, be proactive, and get in front of this virus.
That is Judge Lena Hidalgo of Harris County, Texas. That's the Houston area. Judge Hidalgo, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.